Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. I am so delighted today to be on a radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our praise prayer in prophecy hour, and I'm going to do a little Bible class too before we get into our prayer to order. We're going to have just a short devotion, and we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to get started. Let me see if I can get something for us to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
Amen, amen. We're going to have scripture reading from Psalms 101. Prophetess, did you want to read a scripture for us tonight? Prophetess Lisa? Okay, I got it. Psalms 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slander his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that have a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. My eyes shall be upon the faithful and of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 101. In its entirety, may God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we come tonight confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us on tonight, Lord. Forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us tonight. Through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I ask you to wash me, wash my mind, Father, wash my heart. I ask you to search my mind, my heart, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit and a sound mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord, first of all, binding the strong man on tonight. Lord, we bind up the strong man tonight. We bind you now from our lives, from this radio broadcast, from our family. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. We cast you out and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. You have no power and no authority over us in the name of Jesus. You need to go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. From this radio broadcast, Father, we just thank you on tonight, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. We give you praise on tonight, Lord. We just thank you. Hallelujah. I ask you right now, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost will increase, and teach and minister to us on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for all that you've already done. We just give you praise, Lord. I just thank you for your word on tonight. And thank you when I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. All these things I ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 We just praise God on tonight. We're going to just have a little bit of some teaching on the witchcraft and the prophetic. And people don't think you know, a lot of people don't like for you to teach on stuff like that. But I don't really care what they think. I know God wants me to teach this. I know because it's so many of us that need this. So many of us in the prophetic. Are you all hearing me good? Are you all hearing me?
Yes, I had it on my phone on mute earlier, so sorry about that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, we hear you good.
Okay. And so it's a lot of people don't like to know and hear about witchcraft and demons and things, and that's what they want you to not know about them so they can do what they do to you and you won't know about them. So I taught on Tuesday night. I taught on the secret thing. I taught on motives matter. I taught on, and this is all about witchcraft in the prophetic. Motives matter, and we still on motives matter. And I got about three more topics to talk on. Wait a minute, go. And then I taught on motives, teaching on motives matter, but I got 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's not long, but I want to finish it because I got so much more to talk about. But in the prophetic, people, a lot of times people dream a lot in the prophetic. When you're a prophet, That's a way that God teaches you to communicate with him. He talks to you a lot of times through dreams and visions. So I'm just letting you know now that you're going to have dreams and you're going to have visions. And God approves of that because he's not going to give you a dream that he's not going to tell you what it means. Now, you may have to go get clarity for somebody else, but God will let you know one way or the other what the dream is. And we need to start praying that God will give us that interpretation of dreams. We need to ask God for that, and he'll give it to you. If you're dreaming like you should be dreaming or having visions, God is blessing you. Believe me, God is blessing you. When you doing that in the prophetic, that's good. Communicating. And prayer is another thing. Prayer is a key to it as well. Prayer. So we need to stay prayerful all the time. But we're going to start right here. We're still in motives matter because, you know, when a person has motives about the things that he does, then God. You understand what I'm saying? Then God. So I stopped at, let's remember that deliverance was a cornerstone of the earthly ministry of Jesus, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And see, Jesus, all from a little boy, when he was 12 years old, he taught in the synagogues with authority and power. And so they were always knew that. And there was in their synagogues a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this?" For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirit, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread it abroad throughout all regions around about Galilee. That's in Mark the first chapter, verses 22 through 23. But this is what I get out of this, and what I want you to get out of it is, even the demons know who God is, Jesus is. Even they know who he is, you know, and they afraid of him because they know what he's about. And he didn't have to holler, oh, come out, come out, come out. And they, all that kind of stuff. He said, come out of him. You demons know when you mean, what you mean, what you say. They know. Believe me, they not crazy. They know when you have that power. They know when you have authority. They know when you have the anointing on your life to even say anything to them. But when it's demons around, when it's demons around, and you don't address them, and you know they're around, they give them legal right to mess with you until you deal with them. If you don't do nothing but say the blood of Jesus is against you, you better say something. You better say something, because if you don't know when one around, then you need to learn how to figure that out. A lot of times things just go haywire. Just like me, right before service started, I couldn't get no music. I know I got my stuff set up. Just bothering me. I thought pleading the blood of Jesus, everything came on. You're not going to stay in here and bother me every time I get ready to teach and preach the word or whatever. The devil is a lie. And then you have to ask God. I always ask him to forgive me for whatever I've done to open a portal or a door for a demon to even be messing with me. I have to ask for forgiveness because I don't know what I might have said or what I did. You have to do that. So God can take up the fight. Jesus will take it up. You plead the blood of Jesus against every demon that's on assignment and ask God, Jesus, to cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And then, because if you don't deal with him, he'll feel like he have legal right to mess with you. You better deal with it. Plead the blood of Jesus. But the people were so amazed, they thought Jesus was teaching another doctrine. They said, what doctrine is this? What is he talking about? What manner of man can do this and make a demon leave? Deliverance was constant during the ministry of Jesus. Most of the people alive today who say we should not teach on deliverance and spiritual warfare don't cast out demons. See, that's what I'm talking about. They live in a deluded world in which they believe they can ignore the demons. Let me say boldly and clearly that ignorance is not an effective spiritual warfare strategy. Don't do that. If stuff started going bad around you, every few minutes you dropping something, breaking something, you can't find your keys and stuff, all this kind of stuff, just stop and say, I plead the blood of Jesus against you, the blood of Jesus against you. Get out of here. You know, you gotta, and with boldness, and know that God's going to make him move. Know that Jesus going to run him out. Because they can't stand the blood, and they can't stand the name of Jesus. So that's what you have to do. But Jesus taught with authority. He was representing the Father and serving as an ambassador of the kingdom of God. And that's what we do. In essence, he was manifesting the kingdom everywhere he went. And that's what we do because we represent Jesus. We shouldn't have to tell nobody we know Christians. They ought to look at us and know and can tell that we are Christians. Okay. Okay, which he, okay, I'm trying to see what I want to talk about now. Power and authority that the Father produced in Christ was when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. For above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether the angels, angelic or human, and for and above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. That's in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Christ triumphed over the power of hell. Jesus stripped the devil of his legal rights and gave the church authority in the earth as a legislative body. See, he took the sting out of death. He took the keys from hell, from the devil. He stripped the devil of his legal rights and gave the church. That's why I tell people he ain't got no authority. God, Jesus didn't give it to him. He gave it to us. And we have to have the anointing, the authority, and the power to let him know you don't have no power because God didn't give it to you. He gave it to us. He gave it to the church who he gave it to. And we got to walk like we got power. We got to talk like we got power. We got to minister in the power and anointing of God. We got to do that or he going to think we're a pushover. Ain't no pushover. I don't care how big you are or how tall you are or how tiny you are. If you come from the hell, if you a demon, you a devil, you a witch, you a wizard, you got to fight on your hands because you don't like me and I don't like you. So the blood of Jesus is against you. And he said, suffer a witch not to live. For no reason a witch ain't supposed to live. God is still in control. He's not a respecter person. You a witch, and you know if you a witch that you're going to get burned up. And all you have to do is ask God to send fire to burn up or burn him up in the name of Jesus, and he will. We have to remember that we are carrying an ambassador commission to go out, go into all the earth, preaching the gospel and demonstrating the power of the kingdom. Casting out devils should be elementary practice for well-taught and equipped believers. We have to know God has already given it to us. We ain't got to be scared of nothing because the devil will try to scare you. And he said to them, go out into all the world, preach all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs would follow those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They would pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They would lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. Now this is what I'm saying. We all need to pray and ask God. If you have not been baptized, in the Holy Ghost, you ask God. If you sincere in your heart about it, God will give it to you. God will let you, if you ask him, he will give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is ask him and believe. And start speaking in other tongues. And he'll do it just like that. Thing we need that baptism. We need the fullness of God. We need everything God want to give us. We that's what we need. That's what we want. Everything he want to give us. The arm of flesh, besides overt witchcraft, hidden forms of witchcraft or false spiritual practices, there is another operation of witchcraft that aggressively attempts to infiltrate the prophetic ministry. That is witchcraft of a fleshly capacity through emotional manipulation and control. It is key to remember that Satan practices the art of enticement, entrapment, and control. He lures people in end with false promises and images only to enslave them once in his grasp. This is how the operation of witchcraft through the arm of the flesh can work. I'm over in Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, sedation, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, reviling, in such a like of the which I tell you before, and I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So this is what we have to know. When you do all these things, emulations too, when you do all these things, hey, God done already told you, you won't be going to the kingdom of God. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we know we can't do that kind of stuff. This type of prophetic witchcraft is much more subtle than the other types we discussed. It begins with a desire rooted in fleshly appetite and executed through human will, ignoring the will of God, proper order, and authority. In fact, witchcraft comes into operation through unbridled desire. You know, you can, it's just like that unbridled tongue that you can't hardly do nothing with. It's the desires are just like that. It's just like that. You can't do nothing with your flesh. It's not tame. And we have to always remember God is watching what we do. He's watching what we say. He's watching what's in our heart. I see this is a raging beast in the prophetic. I will come back to sorcery and divination later, as it is certainly an issue, but let's stay with the works of the flesh. We must go back to the basics to properly understand what followers of Jesus look like. To get a clearer picture, let's look at a few verses. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 26, verses 24 through 26. The call of a Christian life is one of surrender. This means a denial of flesh's selfish stuff, desires, and ambitions. This is communicated vividly in the word of Jesus in the above verses. it is particularly calling. You cannot accurately represent the heart and mind of Jesus without surrender. Surrender would mean that you have to take the low road at times. Surrender will make you okay with being hidden for a season. In fact, true prophets awfully enjoy hiding God and letting him clear the pathway. They're not looking for a quick promotion or cheap off. This level of surrender serves as a safeguard against prophetic deception. If the heart of a prophet is pure, then the operation would be sanctified. Prophets got to have a pure heart. We have to have a pure heart. Because God will kick us to the curb. Because we look at the outward part, but God judges the heart. He looks at the heart. He know your motive. He know what you're doing. He know why you're doing it. That's why he said you're praying amiss. Because you're praying the wrong thing for the wrong reason. We can't do that. We can't and call ourselves a believer, an intercessor, a prophet, an apostle, or whatever it is. We can't do that. The works of the flesh, self-gratification. A person who is operating in the works of the flesh is looking to exalt and promote themselves. They are also placing their needs above others. They have abandoned the pathway of submission to Christ and other believers. They are resistant to authority in the chain of command. This is a point of great danger for prophetic people. They must learn to submit their words and experiences first to God and his word, then to their accountability to him. A prophet without submission is on a fast track to becoming a witch. If you don't have nobody besides God, I know you got him, to have accountability to, then you're on fast track to becoming a witch. Because you're going to do anything and whatever you want to do. For rebellion is as serious as the sin of divination. Divination is fortune telling. That's why I was saying last week, can't nobody sit up and just read your mind. Not from God, because he gave it to us in part. And disobedience is as serious as false religion and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you as king. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 23. Rebellion is a dangerous path, leading a person down a dark road towards witchcraft, rebellion. This is what I call hidden witchcraft. It is overted. It is not overted, I'm sorry. A person can be sucked into a trap, this trap, without realizing it. One of the tricks is the value system that most prophets and prophetic people form. They prioritize insights and revelations above relationships, communities, or buildings. I have heard prophetic people get angry because someone around them did not pick up on their wounds. I heard a prophetic person say they didn't even pick up on me. The person was clearly irritated and wounded. This thing is revealed to me was this value system. Perhaps God blocked the other person from picking up on this man's issue because he was teaching him the value of community and communication. This is a lesson for prophets and prophetic people. And one thing I can tell you, I went through this myself because I used to sit in service and say, why they didn't say nothing to me? Why they didn't prophesy to me? That's why I came here for a word, 50, 60, 60, 60. No. God will block them in a minute. You don't come here. You just come here to be in service. You don't come here checking out, trying to see if you're going to get a word.
You can't do that. Just because they can't give you none unless you want a false one, unless God give it to them, the Holy Spirit. Highly revelatory prophets can develop a mindset that lifts them up above others. They can deem their gift and sight so much greater than that of another that they have problems receiving, yet they fail to realize that this is the very thing of which the Bible warns. And I'm telling you, they can get these big heads. I'm telling you, it's so scary to me because we charging people all this money for a word that's not theirs, that's not ours, to give for money. Not saying that if you want to tithe, if you want to bless, but I ain't finna ask you for one red cent. I ain't trying to make a name for myself, period. It's God's name that who I want you to see. It's God. It's all about Jesus. It's about the Holy Ghost. It's about the Father. It ain't about me. It's not. I don't care what kind of prophecy it is. I don't care what kind of healing God puts through my hands. It's not about me, but it's about Jesus. It's about the blood. It ain't about us. It shouldn't be. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to let people know, don't look at me, because I'm just being used. I'm just a vessel waiting on God to use me. I am nobody apart from Christ. I don't want nobody saying, ooh, Apostle Deans ain't did nothing, can't do nothing, wouldn't know how to put her shoes on the right foot if it wasn't for Jesus. Keep in my mind, we got to get this thing right, because I'm telling you now, God, if Jesus is looking for his prophets, and he calling them out, and I know some of them on this line. I know some of them on this broadcast. You can't tell me it ain't. It is. And he wants you to be bold. You got to be around prophetic people. You got to keep that in your mind, and you got to pray. If you don't, if you're not filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got to pray and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will keep you. He is our comforter. He'll lead and guide us. He'll tell us what to say and when to say or not to say a word. Because some things he tells us, we ain't supposed to open our mouth. For by one Holy Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, formed unto united together. Whether Jews or Greeks or Gentiles, slaves or free, we were all made to drink of one Holy Spirit. Since the same Holy Spirit fills each life. For the human body does not consist of one part, but of many limbs and organs. If the foot says, because I am not the hand, I am not a part of the body, is it not on the contrary still a part of the body? If the ear say, because I am not the eye, I am not part of the body, is it not on the contrary still a part of the body? Whatever gift you have, you still part of the body. You still a part of the body. So we have to know that we got to get in Christ and stay in Christ and let God use you. Let God use your mind, your heart. Have a pure heart. Walk in purity. Stop lying, because he hates a liar. That's one thing. He will not tarry if you can. You can as much as possible. But one thing I'm telling everybody, y'all pray. Keep praying. I got to get ready to go into prayer. I didn't know it got that late. So if anybody have any query, query phone lines are open for that. Anyone? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like you to pray for my family, the McKinney family.
Okay.
Just pray our strength in the Lord. And also
okay.
a special prayer for me. Just I'm going through something right now, body-wise, health-wise. So I just wanted, mm-hmm. You know, that special prayer for me.
Okay.
That's it.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, good evening.
Okay.
I would like to just pray for my family, the Martin family, and my boys, and the Lord.
Okay.
And a single parent.
Okay. You said
who? Single parent.
Single parents, okay.
Yes.
All right, I got you. Anyone else?
Yes, I need. I would like prayer.
Okay.
I just yeah, ask that for prayers of protection, guidance, and strength. You know.
Okay.
I have quite a few things going on, and I'm just yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Amen. Well, you know, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. God has already answered your prayers before you can even ask them. He's already answered them. So I want you to receive it already. Whatever it is in your heart, receive it now in the name of Jesus, because it's already done. I don't pray prayers that don't come true, that he don't answer. I don't pray prayers that God don't answer, because God answered every one of them. And I thank and praise him on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Father, we just asking you, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, we ask you now to forgive us for every sin that we've committed. Father, we know if sin in the way, you won't move. But I'm asking you tonight to wash us in the blood of Jesus. Just wash me, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you on tonight. I give you praise. And I give you glory for everything, Lord, that you're getting ready to do, the things that you already doing. I just give you praise on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I come on tonight, Lord, just giving you praise and glory, just magnifying your holy name on tonight, just glorifying your name, Lord. You're so worthy on tonight to be praised. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord, for all the things that you do. In the name of Jesus, I come now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just humbling myself and surrendering unto you, Lord, for everything, Lord. I surrender tonight my life to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you give me opportunity to pray for the men and women of God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you tonight that you, Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. You, Jehovah Nissi, you are banner, Lord. You, Jehovah Shalom, you are peace. You, Jehovah Rona, you are shepherd, and we shall not want. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God that you, Jehovah Tiskanu, you are righteousness. I thank you, Lord, for your righteousness. I just thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you right now. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, in the mighty bind the strong man from our lives and from our family lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind every disease. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind every disease right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for being our healer tonight. We just thank you right now, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise tonight for being our healer. And I know you're a great physician because you took 32 lashes for every disease. We already healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory tonight and I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory on tonight. Hallelujah. I come right now. Hallelujah. And I pray for the McKinney family. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover each one of them. Cover each one of them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, cover each one of them everywhere they go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover in the blood. I ask you to cover in the blood. I ask you to release angels in the name of Jesus to protect them. In the name of Jesus, anywhere they go, in the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord. Whatever they're doing, wherever they at, on the bus stop, in the cars, I ask you to cover every truck, every car, in the name of Jesus, every lawnmower, cover right now, in the name of Jesus, every business, in the name of Jesus, cover in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, then Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh yes, Lord, you her shepherd, and she shall not want, you her doctor, and she already healed, I ask you right now, to cover your daughter, prophetess, in the name of Jesus, McKinney, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about her. Ain't nothing too hard for you. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Ain't nothing, not one thing too hard for God. In the name of Jesus, you already healed by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your own testimony. All you got to do is testify, I'm healed. Oh, yes, and I'm spirit-filled. Sickness and disease is far from me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm healed in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for healing tonight. I thank you for deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Prophetess Morgan. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you cover her and her husband. In the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, I ask you right now to touch their bodies, touch his body. In the name of Jesus, touch it, Lord, heal it today, heal it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal today, Lord, release your angels, release your healing touch, release your angels, in the name of Jesus, to encamp around about him while he on machines and at work and whatever he doing and whatever she doing. Release your angels to encamp around about them in the mighty name of Jesus and cover their family and cover the boys and cover the boys and cover the boys. I hear Shadrach, Meshach, and the Behatokovatia in the Bendigo, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you where you're finna take them. I thank you for where they're going. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you right now. I thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the things, the great things that you let loose in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I give you glory. I ask you to cover the cars that they drive. I ask you to cover their home in the name of Jesus. Cover the McKinney's home, all through every room in the house. I ask you now to dispatch angels, dispatch angels in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for Jordan. I ask you to cover Jordan, cover him now in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Cover him right now, Lord. Give him a mind, a made up mind, to call on your name every time he needs you. Every time he needs you, call on your name in the name of Jesus. I give you glory tonight, and I give you praise, Lord. Then, Lord Jesus, I pray for Prophetess Lisa Harris in the name of Jesus. Prophetess with that apostolic calling. In the name of Jesus, I pray for her tonight. Lord, you already know. You already know every desire that she has. You know what she needs. In the name of Jesus, everything she's going through is due to the callings on her life. In the name of Jesus, everything, Lord. In the name of Jesus, she's faithful, Lord. In the Colabasidi and the Colabasidi, ignorable hooded and the in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to keep a cover, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Right now, Lord, keep a cover, Lord. Let her know that she's never, never alone. She's never alone. You always have an angel right there. In the name of Jesus, all she got to do is call on him. In the name of Jesus, to move stuff out the way. Because there is nothing, I say there is nothing too hard for the Lord. I say nothing too hard for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to lead her and guide her, Holy Ghost, in the way that she would go. In the name of Jesus, and I ask the Lord to send Michael to fight every demon. And no be humble. Send Michael, Lord, to fight every demon, to protect the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight to give us strength right now. Give us strength right now, Lord. Give us strength to stand the storm, Lord. Give us strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. His strength is made perfect in your weakness, in the name of Jesus. Oh, get up a hundred seek in the honor, in the name of Jesus. When you are weak, he is strong, in the name of Jesus. God is never weak, but in the name of Jesus, he's blessing you. He's blessing you. He's blessing you. He's blessing you. Count every blessing. Count every blessing. Count every blessing. In the name of Jesus. Holy be city. Count the cost. Count up the cost. Count up the cost for the calling in the no code of our city in your life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, God. I give you praise and I give you glory on tonight. I give you praise and I give you glory tonight, Lord. Bless where she is. Bless, Lord. Send an angel right there. Let her know that you're there. Let them have a visitation. Every last one of them. Let them have a visitation, Lord. Let them see you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show up and show out. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I pray for everyone in this ministry. I ask you to cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus. Cover my husband, Apostle Dean, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about him to protect him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Father, to touch his body from the top of his head all the way to his feet, in the name of Jesus. Heal right now, Lord. I'm seeking the unknown. Heal today, Lord. In the unknown, heal today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 I hear the Lord saying, stocks and bonds, stocks and bond. I don't know who I'm talking to. He says stock, STOCKS, and bonds, BONDS, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You're so worthy to be praised, hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. And I hear him say to you, he's with you, even until the end. He's with you all the way. He's with you. When you think he's not there, he's right there. Hallelujah. He's right with you. Hallelujah. But whatever, whatever you got to go through, hallelujah, for the calling on your life, hallelujah, he's with you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name. And I don't care what nobody say. Hallelujah. If he called you, he's going to ordain you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He is the one that keeps hope alive. He is the one. Hallelujah. Nobody can do it like he can. In the name of Jesus. So you keep him in your heart. And you keep him in your mind. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. I pray for men and women, boys and girls all over this earth. I pray for the seed, for the little people that's coming up, that's going to be in this world. I pray for them, Lord, and save them today. Keep them all covered under the blood. Let them know they need to put you before every protest in the name of Jesus. I pray for those nobody else want to pray for. I pray for the drunk on the corner. I pray for him today that you may clean him up and put your word in his heart and in his mouth. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the prostitutes that's in the red light district. Lord, I pray that you save them. And I ask you to save the pimp too. In the name of Jesus, clean them up, Lord. It's time out for today. Clean it up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those that's sleeping under bridges. I pray for those that's eating out of trash cans. I pray for those in the name of Jesus that's in shelter homes, that's sleeping in their cars, don't know which way to go, that haven't accepted Christ. Yeah, Lord, I pray for them. I ask you to cover them and cause something to make them run, asking them what they must do to be saved. In the name of Jesus, Lord, can't nobody do it like you can. Nobody can do it like you can, Lord. Can't nobody, hallelujah, do it like you can do it. In the name of Jesus, nobody, hallelujah. Oh, yes, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Every one of us belongs to God. In the name of Jesus, and he said the earth is his, and all of us belong to him. The silver belongs to him, and the gold belongs to him. The cattle, the hill that the cattle is on, belong to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, all you have to do is ask. In the name of Jesus, and we give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, thank you right now, thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, keep your business to yourself. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I hear what I hear. He said, keep your business to yourself. Keep your business to yourself. Don't tell not one person. Hallelujah. Don't tell nobody your business. Because you can be your own worst enemy by running your mouth. Hallelujah. Keep your business to yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you praise on tonight. And we give you glory, and we bind every witch. We bind every wizard and every warlock. We bind every demonic foe. We bind every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. We serve you eviction notice on tonight. You got to go. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You got to go in the name of Jesus. You can't stay. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I ask you to set fire to the witch. Set fire to her, Lord. Send fire down. Burn her up. Burn him up. In the name of Jesus, every twiddle that she writes, every chant that she chants, send it back to her. Every hex, every vex, every curse, in the name of Jesus, send it back to her. In the name of Jesus, send everything back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise on tonight, and we give you glory. We ask you all these things, and we believe it, and we receive it. In Jesus' name, and for your glory, amen and amen. We just thank God on tonight for each one of you that's on this radio broadcast. And believe what God say. Believe that you're going to receive. Believe that you got your healing. Believe it right now. Believe that God is propping you up on every side. Believe his word. Believe it. And watch what happens. Believe it. Receive it. And watch what happens. Watch what God does. He's looking for us to be faithful to his word. And I thank him tonight. I'm going to get ready to close out. I thank you all for being on our radio broadcast. I thank you for encouraging me, for being on here. I give God praise for each one of you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. I'm asking you to bless them with the blessings that they stand in need of. I ask you, Lord, to bless them, Lord. I ask you to cover them now. I ask you to be with them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I give you all the praise. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. You all have a good night, and God bless you. I love you, and God love you too. Have a good night.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Amen.